This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What about starting a bullpen game with Fromber an option if needed? Would that keep him from starting tomorrow if they don't need him today? And, man, I don't think – well, they do throw the day before the game, right? We've seen Lance McCullough. Remember when Lance was going to start Game 7? And after the game, you saw him throwing hard the night before, and then he started Game 7 in
– So how many pitches would be okay for him, for Fromber to throw?
No, I don't know about – yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If you got to have – if you need Fromber, you're in a dire situation, aren't you?
But if you're going to Fromber, it means you probably have a lead, right?
What are you
going to
do?
You're not going to go to him if you're trailing, right?
I don't think Fromber's an option today.
I don't think so.
I just don't. He can't. You have to have somebody to throw Game 6. And you just keep. And listen, if he's not starting Fromber today, why even talk about Fromber?
Why are you bringing him in? Yeah. If he's not going to start.
If he's not starting Fromber today, then he's not. It's a Game 6 is a Fromber game.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
and Game 7 is Lance.
You hope and pray you find a way to get this one, and then you feel pretty good about 6 and 7. But this is the one, the dangerous
this
one.
This has always been the dangerous one. As soon as you threw Javier yesterday, then you got no chance.
You knew this.
I think you ask yourself, do you get a better chance of winning with Fromber on 3 days rest or the bullpen? Because if you lose, there is no strategy beyond this game. If you lose, you're done.
No, that is true. But
I don't see what is he going to
get hurt.
It's
not an option. Dusty said it's not an option.
I know. Is he physically going to get hurt, Fromber?
I don't.
Is he going to hurt his arm? I mean, if that's what you're concerned about, okay, I get it. But if that's not what you're concerned about, if you're concerned about ineffectiveness, I'm going to go ahead and read these names out to you again. Raley, Scrub, Josh James, Paredes, and Blake Taylor. I've seen some good things from those guys. Paredes throws a very flat pitch. That's why they hit him around the yard the other day. Josh James, we already know, can look dominating, but it's just rare these days. Scrub, I don't know. Raley, I do an arrow down on him. And Taylor has not been his best self for a while. He was like, he came out like gangbusters. He hasn't been the same pitcher. Not bad. I feel okay with him in the game, but he's not been, he wasn't like he was early in the year. Who am I not? Am I leaving somebody down? I mean, Cy Snead is not even good. That he's on a playoff roster is astonishing. But
how about Cy Snead getting the start?
Beyond this five, Raley, Scrub, James, Taylor, Paredes.
Listen, stop. It's Luis Garcia.
What? But he hasn't pitched since August. When was it, Dell? He pitched.
Your life depends on it.
July 3rd, or what was it?
You better
September 9th.
September 9th.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
It's 40 days almost.
It's 40. It's 36. That's
when the college football season started. University of Houston's only played one game. That's all.
They play tomorrow, though. Big one against BYU.
BYU. Who you got? BYU's given 5. Now, they put up some big score. They put up some big numbers this year. But look who they played.
Yeah, this will be the most.
It's by far
team.
The best team they played.
Yeah, you'd have to ask Clayton Tune. If Clayton Tune, turns the ball over 2 times in the first 3 drives, I don't like their chances.
No,
he might have.
You think
to
he does that.
That
every game?
The first. Well, they've only played one, and he did it.
They call his nickname is already Jameis Tune.
Ooh,
that's what the receivers
actually.
Are calling.
I heard BYU talking trash. They called him Clayton Tune over.
Oh.
Don't do that whirlwind dab. Don't do it.
With a spin.
I know. I don't like when he does it.
Tornado dabbed him.
Tornado dab.
Clayton Tunover is the...
Clayton Tunover. That's the worst thing.
Clean it up, Clayton Tunover. I'm watching the game. I was like, ooh, that pick six ain't great. And then I tune away for a little bit. I come back. The first thing I see is, who was it? Who was the team they were playing? Tulane celebrates. Like, what happened? Oh, you got strip sacked, and they scored a touchdown right off of it. It's like, what is going on?
Microwave hadn't even finished popping the popcorn.
It was 24-7. Yeah. I still felt good, though. Yeah, I did not feel Tulane's, I was like, whatever.
You're
Johnny Cougar.
Well, he's John Cougar Granato camp, but he also is the eternal optimist.
Is he?
He thinks the bullpen game is going to win
today.
The
bullpen game is going to be great.
He's glass half full.
I will say,
during
the summer, there was only one person on the show discussing about how there would be no football. Who was that person?
Who said there would be no football?
There was body bags over there.
Yeah, body bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass half empty.
Yeah.
And now look what's happened.
Oh,
football.
Oh,
NFL
football.
Teams across the country are having to seclude from the rest of society.
Have there been games? Oh, that's right. There have been
barely.
Games. Oh, there won't be any games.
How many Cougar games do we have? One.
That's true.
Tomorrow night.
They should be 6-0.
You going or ain't you?
No, I'm not allowed to.
I got your ticket.
I'm not allowed to.
Why not?
Because of the coronavirus.
Oh, really? It's safe.
Actually, I might want to. Yeah. I might want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go see Marcus Stevenson in person.
Bring Nick.
I need to. Yeah, I might be able to. I don't think I got anything. Oh, well.
Your kids.
Baseball.
Yeah, the Astros might be playing.
Oh, yeah, the Astros. Well, we got our phones.
I watched a game on a phone already. It sucks. God.
Well, hopefully it's a day.
I don't know how the
last
young...
game, it was a day game.
Now, if you bring an iPad, that's, you know. Yeah. That's
you want a
different.
Day game for game six.
Yeah.
Celebrate
2:00
the win.
Game.
Celebrate that win for an hour and a half and then watch the Cougars.
Yeah. Ooh, that... ooh. If it's a 4:00 game, this game doesn't start till 8:30.
Oh, no. That,
Cougs
that,
don't
you
start
may
till
run right into it.
Cougs start
I mean,
at
it is Major League Baseball. Although these two teams, I feel like the games. No, they still don't go fast. But
no.
But the pitch, it is amazing how that you've got to face three. You think that's going to stick?
What?
You got to face three?
Yeah. Yes.
I do too, because I think it forces you to think like it really does drag the momentum of a game down when you.
Yeah.
When you.
Switch every other
you
guy.
Switch. When you Dave Roberts the piss out of a game, like, oh my. Dave, stay with a guy. You're killing us.
Yeah.
That's how you get those six-hour games with Dave Roberts. Like, man, you know what? The trash cans and your incessant pitch changing, pitcher change, it's a wash. We're even. You know what? Because what was more harmful to the game? I'll be honest with you. Dave Roberts' pitching changes.
I would say Dave Roberts and the Dodgers.
Dave Roberts and the Dodgers are more. Jock Peterson, just look at him. Just look at how he acts. Just everything about that guy.
Says,
all those whiny, crybaby, privileged little Dodgers. What's worse for the game? The Astros and the trash cans or just the Dodgers?
Jock Peterson Dodgers. is the guy Raheel thinks Kyle Tucker is.
Yeah. And ever since Kyle Tucker got the beard, I think he feels less bad about Tucker because Tucker looks like just one of the guys now. Jock Peterson is actually who Raheel should be mad at.
Yeah. But speaking
yeah,
of,
yeah, yeah. He
you
does.
Look he's, at Jock Peterson.
He's white privilege.
Yeah.
No question.
His name's Jock. It's J-O-C.
J-O-C.
He's got that smarmy look on his
it's
face.
It's not even J-O-C-K. J-O-C.
Speaking of COVID college football, LSU, Florida got canceled. I think Bo Pelini's thrilled about that. Didn't have to see them. Or at least postponed. They got postponed. I think Bo Pelini's like, yes.
Well, Bo Pelini doesn't want to face anybody.
Well, particularly Florida.
Well, I mean,
yes.
Missouri's putting up 40.
I know. This. That's what I'm saying.
Good Lord.
The only team Mississippi State scored on, really, is LSU. So he's
the
thankful.
The only team.
He's thankful he didn't have to see them.
How about Bo Pelini? You suck.
And also, Nick Saban won't be coaching against Georgia because he's got the COVID.
Yeah, he's got
he's
the Roni.
Yeah, he got vid.
Yeah.
Him and the AD, which makes me ask the question.
He's trying to get more money. Nick was in the office going, hey, I can't coach without more money.
So Nick Saban's wife apparently doesn't have it, but he and the AD have it.
Hey, John didn't get it and his wife had it. Yep. That brought up questions about you.
What did it bring up?
It brought up questions about how come you didn't get me and Dell had questions.
Because I'm a superhero.
I know we have a group chat that doesn't involve you.
Because I'm a superhero.
Raheel, Lance, and I have a group chat.
We have a separate called
that
Glory
doesn't involve
Hogs.
You. Glory Hogs is what we call it.
And we were like, boy, does that, like, do you think John and Wendy are okay?
Yeah.
John didn't get the Rona.
We asked those questions.
We were very concerned if you didn't get it and Wendy did.
Actually,
like, what is that saying?
Yeah.
I can
is
tell
John
you,
living at home
it'll be
still?
Off, it'll be off air.
Glory Hogs. That's what the Glory Hogs group chat was talking about.
You want to get on Glory Hogs?
813 ESPN 97.5. Maybe because Coors Light, or if you drink enough alcohol, if you drink different alcohols, you can not get the Roni.
Blackland Distillery, yeah. Well, alcohol, like on a serious note, Blackland Distillery was one of the first in the entire state of Texas. One of the first. I think there was like three of them because they make their own grain alcohol. I mean, they actually make their own base alcohol. They were the ones who were providing by the gallons hand sanitizer when it was out in the country. They were the ones supplying it to police, first responders, hospitals, And that's something that they did. They started making hand sanitizer to sell. Or actually, they were giving them away when you bought spirits. They were selling them at cost to people around the city. See, here's the thing. Blackland Distillery is a Texas distillery that goes grain to glass. They've got the profile, the individual ingredient profile that creates the most unique, uniquely smooth flavors of really all of their spirits. The gin has more of a floral, it's more of a floral gin. The vodka has a very smooth and slightly sweet at the back end and the finish. It's a great sipping vodka. They've got a bourbon that is fantastically complex, but an easy drink. And then the rye is not an in-your-face rye. It goes fantastic with cocktails. And that's something that I'm trying to get put on the menu, my own cocktail over at Riel with the Blackland Distillery. So check them out for yourself. Go to blacklanddistillery.com. Find one of the spirits. Go to your local liquor store. If they don't have it, start demanding that they carry a Texas distillery. Blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle.
White
our guy's teacher hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch him hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run. Our infield is solid and steady.
Yep.
Making big plays is their thing.
I think I showed that the Rose Arena.
Hit and run, yeah, they're ready.
Now.
All aboard, cause it's time for the game.
Hit out.
Ooh, triple deck.
Our destination is clear, and you can tell when we cheer. Houston is all systems go. Our Astros are on track with
yeah.
every crack of the bat.
Yeah.
We love to hear that whistle blow. Mm. All aboard for the ride, bring your American pride. The Orange Crush is ready to roll. Astros are on track with every crack of the bat. Houston
okay, you
tell,
you did your part.
Are you though?
Yes. Yes. What?
No, I'm asking the people. Are you?
Are you all systems
Houston
go?
Houston is all think, systems go. Are you there?
We got one caller. Oh, you want to talk about the UAH game?
Ladies
Mike wants to talk about the UAH game. How about some Astros calls? Let's go.
I actually am very interested in what Astros fans. I know they're just saying, you guys talk about, we'll just listen or we'll send you, we'll send you tweets. But I really am interested.
I'm on Twitch.
Here's what Tony says. Gun to your head. If you guys could pull Roy off his tractor for an inning or Backy out of the Galveston County Jail for an, he's not that we know of in a Galveston County Jail for an inning. Would you rather do that than rely on Rayleigh or Taylor for innings? Over Rayleigh, yeah, I'd go Roy over Rayleigh.
What? Right now?
Yeah, I'd go Roy over
no.
Rayleigh.
No, you're not pulling Roy off his tractor. First of all,
I bet you Roy could get three outs without giving up a run.
Tony, if I do, I have to pay for Brandon Backy's bail before he pitches, or can or is he just released? Because if I got to pay for his bail, I don't want him out there.
No, he's just held on recognizance.
Yeah, Rayleigh. Oh, I just hate seeing him warming up.
It's like Chase says, and Chase is a pitcher, I think. I don't understand not throwing Fromber because it's probably supposed to be his bullpen day anyway for him.
No, his bullpen day was yesterday.
After 2 days?
Yeah, it's you throw your bullpen on the third day, and then you rest the day before, and then you pitch your fifth day. So I don't know, but we did see. Remember when they were going to Game 7 against the Dodgers, we saw McCullers throwing as hard as he possibly could, getting ready for the start.
You mean afterwards? Yeah, after the game was over.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We saw you. You were like getting your mind right." He's like, "Oh, that was my day to throw."
Yeah. Well,
Lance, we saw you getting your mind right, ready for the next game. You were out there focusing and all that. You talk about that, about how you were just mentally thinking about how you're gonna. Well, it's just my day to throw. Oh, well, what about? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear. Actually, I guess I should not go in on that because the announcers, who, by the way, the announcing crew is just
tremendous.
They just have not they don't know the Astros very well. They don't know the storylines, and this is pretty rare. It should tell you. You've been part of broadcast, John. I've talked to Mark Vandermeer about this. I've talked to Money Smith, guys, Matt Thomas, who does Rockets and, you know, has to know the other team. You know, it should seem seamless. Like, when you have a situation where these guys don't, they keep screwing up different things about the Astros or the series or baseball, new baseball rules, it really should alert you to the fact that the other people who do this put work in to where it's seamless. You don't really notice that. Sometimes you'll hear football games like, wow, they tend to know about the Astros. Chris Myers always brings up the fact that, you know, here locally, they think so. He's either asking or getting in early and listening to sports talk on the local front to hear what people are saying. Maybe reading a paper, I don't know. But he says what the people are saying in the city is that, you know, Will Fuller, this, that, or the other. But, you know, from doing games, you have to put time in. You have to study who, especially if you're play by play, you got to study who the players are. Mm-hmm. You want to know their backgrounds. If you got to be a storyteller, Blum and Todd Callis put time in. You know, to be storytellers.
Well, yeah, you talk to the other broadcast guys. Well, it's difficult, you know, when you're going, you play in a city for 3 days, then you go to the next city for 3 days, then you go to the, you talk to the other broadcast crew or whatever you do. But when you're in a series and for seven games with two teams, you ought to know all the storylines for all the guys that are coming in. Now, they did tell the story. Who was it? Who was it that took time off? Who was it that got sick? One of the Astros, or I forget what it was, but they told a good story behind the scenes of one of the guys. Not knowing Javier is kind of interesting. Not knowing his story and why Ron Darling told that story, I don't know. Not knowing that he started 10 games, I don't know. I don't know why
they put him in the bullpen. They brought him up from the minors and put him in the bullpen. Like, huh?
Hmm.
He pitched in 12 games and 10 were as a starter. What are you talking about, Ron? All you're doing is reading stats off of the player info sheet anyway. All right, let's go. We wanted some calls. We got some calls. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's get Mike in here first. He's been waiting. You want to talk about the U of H? What up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, so I was going to talk about Houston football, but I can do a little Astros. So I thought Greinke pitched pretty good. Like to see more strikeouts, but, you know, I don't know how much, you know, strikeouts Greinke's really going to give you, but seemed to control the game a little bit better, especially when, you know, they started putting up some runs and he closed out, you know, bases loaded situation. So I thought he pitched, you know, pretty good in that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. No, pitched really well. What do you want to talk about the U of H game?
So the U of H game, so I'm looking at the rankings and stuff like that, and, like, their schedule actually looked pretty good. You know, I wish they would have been able to play that Baylor game. That would have been nice. But what's the probability of them actually trying to, you know, get on the ranking system for some bowl games if they, you know, finish out the season nice? Considering, like, you have teams that haven't even played still, you know, midway through some of the rankings. So I'll hang up.
You know, we got to see how good the team is first, but they look pretty damn good. Number one defense in the country right now, University of Houston Cougars. So give big ups to how he's turned that defense around. It was one game. And it was Tulane, but the number one defense in the country. So you gotta hang your hat on something. I think that might change after tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll see. But if that defense continues to fly around and make plays, BYU's offense is going to be a little better than Tulane's. And by little, I mean a lot better than Tulane's. So it'll be interesting to see. No, listen, Cincinnati's a top 10 team now. Right? Aren't they? They moved into the top 10.
What?
Cincinnati. Yeah.
They are?
Yeah. That's a good football team, a really good football team. SMU is really good. Obviously, Central Florida is Central Florida. Tulsa is playing. It'll be interesting to see with Tulsa this week. I think Cincinnati's at Tulsa this week. Memphis is a good team. I'm telling you, honestly, I don't know that the Big 12 is better than the AAC. I don't know. I really don't. You can
top to bottom. I mean, I don't know. It's,
well, go look at the beginning of their non-conference.
I mean,
their non-conference. Iowa State is kicking everybody's ass. They lost to Louisiana
badly
at home to Louisiana.
And it was a beating. Brock Purdy looked like he didn't belong in football.
Yeah, Kansas State They're playing really well, and they got their ass handed to them at home. Kansas, forget Kansas. They lost to Coastal Carolina. Forget that. But they're Kansas. But, you know, Oklahoma doesn't look good. They're not. It's not a good football. Texas is not a good football team. Honestly, their best football team is Oklahoma State. Is Oklahoma State and possibly Iowa State. And they got their ass handed to them by Louisiana. So I don't know that the Big 12 is all. And then we'll see what the Pac-12 is all about. The AAC, yeah, the American is a pretty good conference. It really is.
Yeah.
There's good teams.
It's been a pretty good conference. I mean, hasn't always been deep necessarily, but they've had some teams at the
top. Yeah, no, Central Florida has been really good. Central Florida has been a really good program.
Yeah. No, we'll Central Florida's done a great job.
You know, we'll see.
And Memphis has been good offensively. Yeah. For a while, they've had some good coaches come through there. So, yeah, they've had what Fuente wasn't Virginia Tech's coach
Justin Fuentes.
Justin Fuentes was there.
Yeah,
Norvell was there.
Yeah.
So I mean, they've attracted
and look at the job
some,
Norvell's doing now.
They've attracted some bounce coaches. Like Houston used to have the bounce coaches. Now it's turned into Memphis is the bounce program where guys go there, their profile elevates. So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Who's next? Spencer wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. I think this season's been such a whirlwind. I cannot be more proud of this team. I know the trash can stuff was self-inflicted. But, I mean, with everything that happened, losing Luno, losing AJ, catching the nonstop, you know, negativity from the media, and then you lose your ace after one start, you lose your closer, and then one injury after another. And for them to just show up with 43-pound nuts and just start winning in the playoffs has been incredible. And the latest and greatest of that is Altuve. I mean, he turned into Steve Sachs in the first couple of games. And so what did he do last night? That home run and RBI double. Eat it. And it's just it's phenomenal. These guys are so much fun to cheer for. They're just fantastic, and I could not be happier for Greinke. I think he's just an absolute stud. You know, for him to be so, you know, candid and open about his, you know, mental health stuff, it's for him just to go out there and just strike that dude out and then finally crack a grin with Maldonado, it was a blast. So no matter what happens, it's been a hell of a season. We've got 11 playoff games at a minimum. It's great. So, win tonight. Just keep on winning.
Yep. Let's go. Nice call. 713-780-3776. Let's get Tuesday in here before Tuesday Dexter. Is that his name? Tuesday Dexter? Hey, Tuesday.
Yes. So, the Astros are in pretty dire straits. If they were to not only come all the way back in this series, but go on to win the World Series, they're plus 3,000 on my bookie. Would you release a clean copy of All Systems Go for the people of Houston? Yeah. I think that's a pretty high bar. You said you'll never do it, but if they've won the World Series this year, would you guys do it?
Nope. Can't do it.
I think that's being ridiculous.
What about for charity? $10,000 goes to charity.
No, I don't care about the people.
I think
it's
he's
for
made that
children
pretty clear.
With no eyelids.
What?
They'll get eyelid.
This guy.
Implants.
Might be the worst person here.
Would you do it? I'm not the one withholding eyelids from children. That's potentially John.
Who's going to give the $10,000 for the eyelids for the kids?
Do you know how much eyelids cost?
A nonprofit I work with.
You can't even.
What? What
nonprofit organization I'm working with?
What's the name of it?
Eyelids for Kids.
Okay, let's look it up. I'm going to look
it up. It's an LLC. It's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't even have a website
donate
to?
It's called EFK.
EFK
Incorporated. It's incorporated, actually.
Then it's not a charity you work with.
It's
or
a 401. Well, it's a different. It's a
401k.
It's a four. It's a 403c.
Part of your retirement fund.
It's a 403c.
That's not a
that's
thing.
Not what it is.
403c and C stands for charity.
I'm looking. I
it's a Schedule C. 403c.
So you guys don't even have a website I can look at.
Here's the jingle. Eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
That's cars for kids.
I know it's going to sound like the windshield repair place.
Or safe glass repair. Safe glass repair.
It sounds like safe light repairs. Safe the same way all repair. Systems go as that part that sounds like the good times theme.
No, it's you think
eyelids
that.
Eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
Safe light repair? Is that what you're...
But eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids. That and the kids not... can blink. Safe their light. Eyes don't dry out.
Man.
You guys can Venmo me, and I'll make sure it gets to the kids who need eyelids.
To the Eyelids for Kids charity?
And we also do stuff for kids who have too much eyelids.
Why would I directly Venmo it to you?
Over-eyelidded? Well, why don't they just, the kids with too much eyelids, give to the kids that don't have any?
They open their eyes as much as they can, and it looks like Droopy Dog still, where the eyes barely come up by the iris.
Mm. Listen to this guy. Yeah. You're terrible frontman for the charity. Person.
We just tape their eyes up a little bit.
Ooh, wow.
We just tell them, just do this, kid.
Okay.
And then manual blinking.
You still want to keep going with this? You sure you don't want to stop?
Eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
That is not a thing.
It's not.
You stop. You're gonna get sued for stealing that theme from Safe Light Repair. You better watch yourself.
We call it EFK.
It's no we. It's you.
EFK?
What does that mean again?
Eyelids for kids.
Eyelids for kids.
Wow. Dexter. Yeah. EFK. Schedule 403C. It's a charity.
All because of one song that we're never going to release.
Release the song.
No, we're not doing that. We're not releasing the song.
Release the song.
Release that song. No, the song.
Bobby Beats is listening. He said, Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids. How about Dexter on Showtime? That's why I wonder if he was going to say that. So Dexter's coming out. Did you ever watch that, the serial killer show?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dexter's coming out with a new surprise, new series run, and then he's going to be done.
I stopped watching it, but okay.
Well, so Dexter was really good until after about the fourth season. It really lost his mojo at the very end. Tom Hanks' kid bothered me a lot. But the tweet, like... This is what official Dexter on Showtime, from Showtime, this is, they have Dexter Returns, and look what they write. Like, I'm not used to seeing company, you know, a major production. Uh-oh. Yeah, they put surprise mother bleeper, but they spell it all out. He's back, hashtag Dexter. That's just somebody put on the Showtime official account.
Well, Showtime is not for kids, so.
Well, Showtime can be for kids, but Dexter's not for kids.
What Showtime kids shows are there?
Oh, there's PG shows on there. They're not all rated R. It's not, John, you're thinking of Showtime at night.
You're talking about Showtime After Dark, really.
Yeah, you're talking about Showtime After Dark. Not everything is.
Well, I'm thinking of
just
Skin
got
Max,
people
probably.
Banging yes, with a yeah. plant in the middle of it.
Well, no, but a pay channel like Showtime or HBO, it's not for kids.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah,
they even have
what
a family.
Kids are following Showtime on Twitter.
Yeah, that probably
well,
is.
Well, kids
thing.
Shouldn't be on Twitter. Go watch Social Dilemma. Keep your kids from ever having a Twitter account.
But if you are a Showtime kid, you can watch Hook. You can watch The Karate Kid 2. These are all their kids' movies, but he's probably right. They're not following Showtime.
No, they're not. All right, we got to take a break. It's 8:33 ESPN 97.5. It's time to talk about MyBookie. You want to talk about MyBookie? Yeah. How about MyBookie? MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Look, if you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, you just heard Tuesday talking about the odds. You got 30-1. Is that what it is right now? 30-1 for the Astros to win the World Series? I'll take it right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. But you can't do it unless you get on the site. And here's the deal. When you do get on the site and you put your money down, they'll double it. And when you win, they will pay. It's not a pain in the ass to get your money out. Because that's what happens with a lot of bookies. I can't get paid. Well, guess what? With mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you get paid. You get paid and you get paid. So if you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Eyelids for kids.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Somebody sent him a dollar.
Did you just hear that?
No.
Play it again.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Somebody else said this. 1-877 eyelids for kids. 1-877 eyelids for kids. instead of Cars for Kids, the song that single-handedly almost ruined me as an earworm. I live for kids. How about Eric Keener? What a good person he is. He just sent to my Venmo, which is Lance-Zerline. He just sent $1. I'd like a bigger donation, but that's fine. He just sent me $1 for Blink. We don't call it Blink, but that's what it used to be known as before it turned into EFK.
So you are well on your way to committing fraud then.
Eyelids.
Right. You know that's fraud. He just sent you $1 for a fake charity. Yes, it is.
It's $1 for Eyelids for Kids.
A something that doesn't exist. That's fraud.
It is.
And you. Wait, let's
it's
go
a
through,
charity
let's
we're creating.
Through the timeline.
It's in the process of being made.
You
right
made
now
up a charity, and then you requested people to send you money for it.
Yeah.
That's fraud.
That's a federal offense.
Yeah, you just committed fraud.
How is it a federal offense when this is what we're in the process of doing?
Who is we?
The EFK.
Who is part of that?
The doctor. I'm going to talk to Dr. Burkholder from CoreMed.
I think you mean it's a 501c3.
No, it's a 403C.
D.
Look.
And it's a schedule.
CD. You better send that dollar back.
There's an ophthalmologist I'm working with, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't have permission yet.
It's because he doesn't exist. They don't exist.
No, it's the same as like the HIPAA laws. You're not supposed to mention
that's
people's names if they
is
don't
way
say
different
it.
That's way different.
It's the same thing.
I'm telling you,
it's a medical person. You can't talk about medical people.
That's not true. Send the dollar back.
You better send it back.
Y'all here committing fraud.
I can't because we're trying to help kids blink.
Keep
certain
pushing.
Kids who can't blink,
you
we're
know
trying
what
to help them blink.
Guys, if you want to get Lance thrown in jail,
send
him money. Send him money.
No, never mind. Don't do that.
And say it's for Eyelids for Kids.
Mm-hmm. Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids.
Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids.
Oh, that's a catchy tune, by the way.
It is catchy.
It is.
Repair, save, like, replace.
No, those are different.
No, they're not.
They're different.
No, they are
eyelids
not.
Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids.
Now you're
here like kids.
No, just totally because you're different dragging it out now.
It's always been that way. Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids.
Can you stop playing that, please? Like
no, I won't. He won't stop.
We got game 5 today.
Sorry, he's committing fraud on the air. And
I'm not committing fraud unless I...
You
use it for something that doesn't involve eyelids for
you
kids.
Better.
Eyelids for kids.
We're gonna create that charity then.
Chance sent me $4.11 for a picture, and he put pictures of your butt so everyone could see that on
that's different.
Stupid Venmo app.
He didn't even make it private. That's different then. That's not
now
for eyelids for kids.
I paid 69 cents.
For eyelids for kids?
From Ryan. Well, let me see what Ryan says. Thanks for bringing awareness to this issue.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Crump said, thanks for bringing awareness to this issue.
Better send that money back.
That's not even a laughing matter. Whoever talks about this other than me?
It's not a
nobody
laughing
matter. Nobody talks about eyelids for kids. Eyelids for kids.
Safe light replace.
It's not the same.
It's clearly longer. The same. It's the same.
You stole that. You're stealing money.
Yeah. What else are you going to steal?
I'm not stealing money.
Is there anything else?
Do you steal money when you do ALS charity?
No.
He doesn't keep the money.
No,
you
listen.
I'm not keeping the money, probably.
Pictures of your butt. Now that, okay.
That's not true. That didn't happen.
So $4.11 for pictures of your butt is actually more than I thought you'd get. But at least that's a legitimate business, okay? Because that happens.
That's just your OnlyFans
that's
account.
That's not it. Yeah, there's Ryan Crump. There it is. Thanks for bringing awareness. Well, I appreciate it. These guys just want to stay with the mainstream charities, and I like to go right to the people.
Keep playing games.
I like to help the kids.
Keep playing those games.
I like to help the kids.
So who's the first kid? There's usually a kid that brought you to the cause. What's the kid's name?
Rocky.
Rocky, huh?
Rocky.
Mm-hmm. That's his nickname.
Where'd you meet him?
The hospital.
You just randomly were trolling a hospital?
Not that one, the eye hospital.
The eye hospital.
Yeah, where they do
the eyelid hospital
and stuff like that.
Huh.
Yeah. And I said, like, hey, what's that little guy? What's going on with that little guy? I said, no eyelid. And they just sat there, and they've got like a drip that stays above him that just keeps dripping into his eyes as he's trying to read like a kid's book. I started tearing up. I said, is there anything I can do? They said, well, he needs an eyelid replacement. Or not a replacement. He needs one. He doesn't have any. And so they're thinking about using some of what Tim Tebow was. Remember what
Hell is calling.
And your wife thinks I'm a bad person.
Yes.
Listen, because I do. You remember what Tim Tebow would do?
All
whenever
I do
he
is
goes,
what? All I do is play this.
Countries?
What?
What?
And I am a
do
bad person.
Do you remember what Tim Tebow was doing when he was going on missionary missions in
what?
His Florida days?
What was he doing?
John, do you remember what
circumcisions?
Tim Tebow?
Yes. Circumcisions.
Is that where the eyelids are coming from?
What? It's
getting worse.
It is
getting worse.
He's a bad person. Gilbert just said, what?
Where do you think that? Where are the eyelids coming from?
What?
Think about
he's going to hell from yesterday.
Why don't you do me a favor?
Dell's going to hell from yesterday. You're going to hell
just
today.
Do me a favor. Grab your eyelid right now.
No.
And pull
no.
it a little and see if you don't feel the similarity. I'll admit it's a bulkier eyelid.
Did you ask Rocky if he went through an eyelid circumcision? And that's why he doesn't have an eyelid anymore?
He doesn't speak English, so we did not communicate.
He doesn't speak English.
It's sad, right, but
that's it.
Eyelid repair, eyelid repair, eyelid replace.
That's not what it is. It is eyelid repair, eyelid
all
replace.
Right, Ashton sent a dollar. Stay woke, kids. Hashtag eyelids for kids.
Eyelid repair.
He wants kids to stay woke.
Well,
they have to. They don't have eyelids.
They don't have eyelids.
Now Ron
they gotta
gave
stay
me a,
woke.
Ron gave me a dollar for EFK.
All right, this man's going to jail. You better knock now it off.
Now it is going to be on the radar of the feds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Who
making money with a fake company. Off the doing it on the radio.
Not even hiding it.
It's not
even hiding
a fake company.
No. It is fake.
Yeah. Ron Proctor. And now Brent's giving me $5. Ooh. Lids better, and lashes.
Send all it. That money back.
That's a different charity.
We don't even. I'm giving this money back. We don't deal with the lids and lashes people.
They're a-holes.
Yeah.
We don't believe in what they're doing over there.
No. They run a that's a scam business. Now Craig's giving me a dollar. GFY EFK. GFY means go bleep yourself.
Yeah, he wants to get rid of it.
Wait a minute.
You know people say F cancer? That's what he's doing.
Stay woke kids eyes.
I'll give
GFK,
a million to stop.
Lids and lashes. They keep doing these eyelid things. Ron Proctor. Here are the name of the good people. Let's see. Craig Blankenberg. He did say GFY to the company.
No, he said it's a cancer.
To
EFK.
No, have an eye. No, yeah. Not have an eyelid.
That's what he means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brent Lovett, $5, lids and lashes.
You better stop this.
Yeah, I would advise
I'm not asking for
it.
You did ask
They're just
for
coming
it.
In. I'm not
listen,
asking. I don't even want,
no,
I don't
initially,
want anything
listen,
else.
Initially, you asked for donations to your Venmo. You said it.
I've watched a lot of Law and Order.
Chase
I'm
Pope.
Telling you right now, I would stop
Chase
this.
Pope, a dollar. Eyelids and hashtag release the song. That's how this all got started. It's trying to release the song for charity.
Mm. So we can make $10,000 if we release the song. We can make $10,000.
Didn't that little kid in Slumdog Millionaire need an eyelid replacement surgery? That's not funny. He had gotten burned on the eyes.
Ooh, that is
eyelid replace.
That's all. We got to take a break.
That actually does make sense. Eyelid repair.
Yeah,
eyelid
replace.
Yes,
that's why you stole it.
We got to take a break. Take a break. Take a break.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the dirty. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
For kids.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate
there.
Your card today.
What did they say on Twitch, John?
1-877 Don't right off the car, not the eyelids. Right off the car, not the eyelids.
Well,
that's not
that
it.
Comes from Cars for Kids, doesn't it?
Right off the eyelids, not the kids.
Right off the
you
eyelids.
Could donate a cadet. Well, one of the things we do is we take eyelids from cadavers.
And put them on children?
I thought you were doing foreskin that Tebow collected.
It depends. We do both. It's like, are they just doing one?
You want that on your eyes.
Well, if you don't have an island, you may not have a choice. Much like the Astros in their bullpen game today, you don't have much of a choice.
Third world foreskin.
Well, no. You're not getting it from the third world. Oh, actually, it is. You are. That's where Tebow went.
That's where Tebow went. And he put him in a satchel. Brought him back.
Oh, God.
He
brought him back for the
kids?
And
that's what those little those gauges that people put in their ears, that's what they're made of.
Did you guys discuss?
And they put lacquer on.
Just tuned in. Did you guys discuss how the dude from Nebraska decided to hate on the Astros yesterday?
Yeah, it was the congressman. He was talking.
Play it.
Oh, my God. Play what it. A douche.
This guy
what
is.
What a douche.
Listen. If I hated the Astros, I would be cringing at this guy like, oh, my God, he tried to jackhammer this in. Because, you know, the one thing I know about Nebraska is their professional baseball team really got screwed by the Astros. Yeah. The Nebraska cornholers, man, I feel so bad for those people.
This is the same guy who wrote the letter to the Big Ten about how important it was for football to come back. His name's Ben Sasse. Great name.
Yeah.
Sasse.
Republican from Nebraska. And this is during as they're trying to confirm Amy, what's her name? Amy Coney Barrett.
I'd like to talk about the Houston Astros, who are miserable cheaters. Sorry, Cornyn and Cruz, but both of the Texas senators sit on this committee. But I think all baseball fans know that the Houston Astros cheat. They steal signs. They bang on cans. They've done a whole bunch of miserable things historically, and they deserve to be punished probably more than they have been. But tonight is game four.
Thank goodness the First Amendment protects that right for him to express that erroneous opinion.
And then
that was Cornyn, the Texas senator,
and
who responded.
And he keeps going, saying, like, in tonight's game four, sometimes you're desperate and you just have to do anything.
And what does this have to do with anything with her?
Nothing. It kept
making jokes.
Cut it short. It went another minute. Of him trying to figure out a way to go after the Astros and make it about Amy Coney.
She like, what the hell does this have to do with anything?
She had to be sitting there thinking, oh, what a dork.
What a dork.
Championship series. And if Houston loses to Tampa, they will be done. And that leads people to feel kind of desperate at times, right? There are times when you have a game that's your elimination game. You can imagine people wanting to sort of reconsider anything they can reconsider. The ends might justify the means. And you could imagine that the Houston Astros, who've cheated in lots of ways in the past with sign stealing, might try to go to the umpire and try to persuade somebody to expand the strike zone just for Houston in the game tonight. That would obviously be inappropriate, right?
Right.
We can't have two sets of rules. Well, I think that an umpire is obviously supposed to apply rules fairly to both teams. I think we can all agree on that as rules of fair play. And I think some of what we've seen in the questions over the last 3 days are
he goes on to say, and then what if the Astros would go to the umpire and say, hey, maybe you could expand the strike zone?
He said that in there?
Yeah.
Okay, one question. Has that guy ever had sex? And number two, anything other than missionary?
I don't know the question. Answer to those questions.
And was it with a human?
Oof.
That's fair.
I would just say these are the people.
Or just a couch.
These are the people we've decided should represent us in important matters that run our government.
I can't wait. Get off my Astro Blast. I'm going to go viral. Hey, is it true, Mrs. Coney Barrett, that... if you've seen the Astros play, you know that they're miserable cheaters and they've cheated in many ways, such as sign stealing and other terrible ways, such as hitting trash cans and also cheating the system. And sometimes when you're going to get eliminated and you have to cheat, much like an umpire, you are going to umpire.
What?
And now I will, apply it to something that's... Supreme Court might decide.
Let me bring this back around so everyone on Twitter and all of the baseball fans will make me go viral because they'll love me.
Everyone sees you as a dork.
It's embarrassing. Should be embarrassed.
You're a gigantic dork.
I guess this is not a serious thing that they're doing because he had all this time to make this roundabout comparison to the Astros.
No, this is not serious at all. A Supreme Court, that's not serious. You need to be focusing on the Astros.
They should have been punished worse. Right, Sean Corden? Right, Takers?
Everyone knows they do horrible things and other things.
And terrible things and other things.
And other horrible things.
He sounds like Miss South Carolina from the old... And anyway, and
And in my opinion, what a dumb...
Are they kids without eyelids?
That's just... That is so ridiculous.
It's worse than you think.
What would Carlos tell him? You don't know the facts, what?
So if you don't know the facts, then shut the...
Oh, that's right.
That's what he would have told him.
That's what Carlos would have told him.
Stupid nerd.
Yeah.
Thanks for being an eyelid warrior, says Jeff Mules. That's $1.11. Andy Vonk says, I trust that this will be going to the kids who need it most. God bless you.
What? Senator Sass was taking a friendly dig at our two senators while analogizing that changing rules is bad and that Democrats are trying to change the rules. Stop. What a reach. What a reach.
Oh my.
And by the way, he's a douche.
Yeah. By the way, this is a true friend. Do you remember who it was who sent us to New York to cover the Astros against the Yankees?
Who sent us? Oh yeah.
Who?
What company? I forget what it was.
It was McCool.
Oh, McCool did it?
The Phoenix.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was the Phoenix. Does EFK, he's listening, does EFK have a gala upcoming that Phoenix can donate a 7-night trip to?
Yes,
we have a gala coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a T-Rex in like a week and a half. It's a gala coming up.
It's a gala. Yeah.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I think I'm going to be the biggest bidder for it. I think I'm pretty sure.
You're
going to
release a song?
No, I'm going to bid. I'm going to bid on the website for it.
But it's going towards releasing the song. All of our Eyelids for Kids money is going for releasing the song.
Oh, I'll release a song for that. Okay. For a 7-night stay in Belize.
There it is.
Yeah. I guess I did have a price on that one, huh?
1-877 Eyelids for Kids.
Yeah. I didn't take much. Didn't take much how for
much,
me to,
how much,
to cave on that one.
Hey, Lance, how much have you defrauded the listeners of so far?
Yeah.
How many eyelids have I given to children? Somebody called me an eyelid warrior. Jeff did. That's one of the nicest things somebody has said about me.
You're going to need to pin a tweet and tell people where all this money's going.
I'm not going to do that.
I want to know how much
goes
this money goes to your legal fund.
No. First of all, as most people will know, for nonprofits, I do get a salary. But it's not profit. It's for the work that I'm doing.
So where is this money going?
To eyelids and foreskins to be made into eyelids.
So you are leaning
in. And whatnot.
So are the foreskins, as you say, volunteered or just taken?
Did you watch Tiger King?
Yes.
We've got people who get to wear different color shirts whenever they move up, like as so eyelid warriors.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing where they got to have people working them for them for free. Well, they were not working for free. They were volunteers. One of the things that we're going to give people for eyelids for kids is different color shirts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So are you telling the
once you get to different levels,
are you telling the children who don't currently have eyelids where their eyelids are coming from?
Do they tell you where your hip replacement comes from? No.
Somebody
it's none of your
asked if you know those ones from Tebow, if they're put on wrong, are they cockeyed?
See, here's one thing that we do at EFK is we don't pick the low-hanging fruit. We don't go lowest common denominator comedy at EFK. We're more highbrow, smarter comedy.
Uh-huh.
We don't do, you know, lowest hanging fruit comedy.
You can.
We don't watch Adam Sandler movies about Halloween.
Look, I asked you a question, Miss Barrett or Mrs. Barrett. Could you please stop avoiding an answer? He asked you a question.
What's the question?
The senator from Chicago, from Illinois, asked you a question.
What's the question? We already know he's part of the.
He
who was
asked
it that
you,
was the political machine in Chicago. Yeah. What was his name?
Daley.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Daley, but even before then, there was somebody famous.
The Tammany Hall. You're thinking of New York.
That's New York. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
The junior,
yeah, same thing.
The junior senator from Illinois asked you a question, sir.
What did he ask me?
He asked you if the replacement eyelids were put on wrong, would they be called cockeyed?
No. We're going to, well, we repair those. And the only way that happens is if they've stiffened after.
What if they're not all put on correctly, if they're a little askew?
That was about a decade
ago.
And
do you choose eyelids that match the skin tone of the...
We do the best we can. Sometimes you may have a little darker eyelid, sometimes lighter eyelids. Well,
that happens.
It happens. Sometimes a dark brown, sometimes like
a little bit darker.
A peach color. It's, you know, pretty sure. It's different.
Huh. Jackie says, haha, the second there's something free in the deal, JG jumps into this EFK scam head first.
Well, it's on brand.
I wouldn't call it a scam so much as helping children with eyelid issues.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
The way I see it.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have to answer. And the word a lot of people are going to use is defraud. You're going to have to answer.
A lot
to
of
this.
People have said things like that. Remember when everyone was going after Joel Osteen because his church got flooded and he couldn't let anyone stay in there?
Right.
The one time and he had to lock all the doors. And then how's he doing now? Great.
Oh.
What?
What? What?
Your problem now?
That's,
he was like, if another
different.
Hurricane comes. You guys are, we're going to help you out. Like he was. The same
now,
thing.
Every meme when there's a hurricane coming, there's a locked door. Here's Joel Osteen getting ready, locking the door.
I know.
Alex wants to donate to Lance. What do you say, Alex?
Hey, guys. Great cause. I'm really, really happy to hear that this is happening.
Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it.
I want to make
everything.
A donation. I was just wondering if it's possible to maybe donate half.
Half an eyelid?
You know, just a. No. Half a skin. Half a foreskin.
Oh, no. We don't want your... No. See?
Why don't... Yeah.
That's not...
Do I have it money?
No.
How about everybody just...
No, we've got...
Foreskin?
We don't want half of the... We don't want half of your quote-unquote skin. No. This is a financial thing.
It's a nice
half cut. Yeah, we don't want that donation. That does nothing for us.
Instead of sending Lance money,
it's a lot
everybody
skin.
Send him...
No, don't. We don't
we'll
need
give
that.
You, we'll
get
your
got,
foreskin.
No,
send
we've
it
got
to
it.
Gal Media.
No,
5353 West Alabama, care of Lance Zerline.
Don't send it to David Gal.
No, it's
got
to be to Lance.
No, it's 5353 West Alabama, Suite 415, care of Lance Zerline.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Oh, you know what
just
it is.
Just a box full of skin.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We've got lots of that.
Do it. Do it now.
The money is to hire surgeons to do this.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's not for skin. We don't want.
Wouldn't you cut out the middleman if you just had people donate skin?
No, we don't cut out the middleman. We've already gotten it
cutting
from
out the middleman.
We've already
cutting out
the top
the,
man.
And
the
we're take sometimes yeah. we'll take it from look
the foreman
like well, Dusty Baker's elbow that thing he's got on his elbow. We'll
you'll take it from the elbow too.
It'll be a graft. Well, look, see, it's pliable.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, that'll just kind of be droopy, won't it? Well,
some people have droopy eyelids.
Well,
what do you want?
I mean,
eyelids repair, eyelids repair.
You think your boss is NFL.com or they're going to be thrilled with your.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, you have more than one master. You have a couple. You think they're going to be okay?
Repair,
I mean,
replace.
I mean, David Gale's like, ah, that's just what these idiots do. But NFL.com is like, what? Who do we hire?
Every once in a while, I'll talk to somebody over there like, I bet you guys are talking a lot of Astros right now. They always say Texans. I bet you're talking a lot of Texans. No, Bill O'Brien's gone, so no one talks.
So what did
Texas
you guys talk
anymore.
About on Thursday? Oh,
Astros playoffs,
an eyelid replacement,
like a charity thing. We did a charity
big,
thing.
Huge,
we raised money for a child's charity. We Astros. We raised money for a child's charity. We got a 7-night stay in Belize that we're giving away.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's awesome. Yeah. No.
Tim Tebow's charity
we came up.
About that.
There's
yeah.
a lot of
yeah.
just
a lot of
stuff.
Charitable work we're doing these days.
Yeah, people called in offering donations.
Yeah.
Which was great.
It was awesome. Raised a lot of money.
for
the kids.
For children who've got deformities and issues with who are you got
what?
A new Sarah McLachlan song.
Why don't you
no.
do nothing?
Let's just do nothing.
ESPN 90.